Democrats claim Georgia is the next California due to mass immigration. By John Binder on January 3, 2021. Democrats are looking to put the state of Georgia on a fast track to becoming their next deep blue stronghold like California, primarily due to mass immigration that has increased their voting blocs. In a report by The Guardian, Democrats said they are fiercely courting the votes of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, 3 in 4 of which were born outside the United States. In Georgia's pair of runoff races on January 5, where Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, faces a challenge from Democrat Raphael Warnock and Senator David Perdue, RGA, is facing Democrat John Ossoff. When you think about California, what it was like 30 or 40 years ago, that's Georgia. It's on a trajectory of change, an Asian American social justice activist told The Guardian. A Republican presidential candidate has not won the state of California since 1988. The Los Angeles Times has credited immigration to California with helping turn the state blue. Now, for the Senate runoffs, Democrats said they want to replicate foreign-born voter turnout for Biden in Georgia for Ossoff and Warnock. The Guardian reports. Historic turnout among Asian American and Pacific Islander AAPI voters, who make up the fastest-growing segment of Georgia's electorate, helped Joe Biden become the first Democratic presidential candidate to win the state since 1992. According to national exit polls, nearly two-thirds of Asian American and Pacific Islander voters cast their ballot for Biden. Emphasis added. Now Democrats hope to replicate their success among Asian Americans in a pair of runoff elections on 5th of January that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. The campaigns for Democratic Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock say they view the AAPI community as critical to winning their races. Both teams have hired AAPI constituency directors to lead multilingual and multicultural outreach programs. That includes campaign visits to AAPI-owned small businesses and advertising in ethnic media. Emphasis added. Specifically, data published by The Guardian indicates that Georgia's Asian American population has grown nearly 140% since the year 2000 as the U.S. has admitted roughly more than 1.2 million legal immigrants a year for the last three decades. Georgia's Asian Americans include those from India, China, Korea, and Vietnam, and about 8 in 10 said they do not speak English at home. Their arrival has helped shift county electorates in favor of Democrats. Many of these newcomers have made their homes in the sprawling suburbs around Atlanta, helping to turn these once Republican strongholds into political battlegrounds, The Guardian reports. The New York Times and a Washington Post columnist have recently acknowledged that Democrats are leaning heavily on the results of mass immigration to Georgia to flip the state blue as they have done in Virginia and Orange County, California. The emergence in Georgia of Asian American voters is a potential bright spot for a Democratic Party counting on demographic changes to bring political wins across the country, The Times reported last month. Analysis by The Atlantic's Ronald Brownstein has previously revealed that congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average, a little more than 14%, have a 90% chance of being won by Democrats over Republicans. The number of foreign-born voters and their voting-age children in Georgia has boomed by 337% between 2000 to 2020. Meanwhile, the native-born voting-age population in Georgia has increased by just 22% over that same period. The drastic demographics changes, as described by multiple establishment media outlets, has made the electoral map increasingly easier for Democrats. The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes because of immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat dominance. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged last year. The numbers simply do not lie, there's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. At current legal immigration levels, the U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2040. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will have arrived through the process known as chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.